Good morning, Horseman. This is Scott Miller coming to you live from Delray Beach in Delray Beach, Florida. It's a great morning today here for the horses. We're getting ready to start accepting horses back here at the farm for their winter session here. That'll be happening here at the end of the month. So we're excited about that. Just a lot of good things going on here in August. Saratoga's open. Del Mar's open. It's a great time of the year for horsemen. Just so many things that are going on, sales that are coming up, you know, that type of thing. So on today's show, what I'm going to talk about is the horse thoroughbred industry as a whole. Everybody's heard of the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont, the Breeders' Cup. You know, that's just out there. Everybody knows about that pretty much. But you got to figure out, how do they get there? And that's a program that we're constantly doing here. And it starts in many ways. First of all, it starts with the sales and the breeding. And I'll give you a good example. In Saratoga, New York, they have the number one rated grade one graded stakes winners at their sales that they're producing every year. For example, they have King's Barn, multiple graded stakes winner, Sierra Leone, Journalism, Tappan Street, Seize the Gray, and One More Time. And they all came out of the Saratoga sale that starts this year, August 4th and 5th, from Saratoga Springs, New York. It's the Fassick Tipton sale, and we'll have that live for you here on MSMEquine.com. We'll have that's a great sale to watch. You should start looking at them and seeing who might be the next big gun, you know, that type of thing. That's for all states. They're Kentucky breds, Florida breds, you know, you name it, California breds, you name it. And a lot of, like I said, a lot of good winners come out of there. Then following that, a few days later, we have the New York bred yearling sale. Moplex came out of there, With the Angels came out of this sale, and Pandagate. These are all good horses. And it leaves one to, you know, wonder, how do they get to the Derby? How do they get to the Breeders' Cup? How do they get to all the big races? Well, long story short is it starts at the sales. And, you know, you just hope that you can get one out of there. You take your trainer and all your experts and your consultants, and you go to the sale and you look at them and see who's running, who's going through the sales. And then, you know, and it's just, you know, it's just a chance of a lifetime and a lifetime of chance when you go to the sales. You know, there's no certain reason, you know, that he's got to be a bay or a gray. He's got to be so tall, weigh so much, the bloodline, you know, that type of thing. You never do know until they actually get to the track. But this is the first step in going on, you know, to get to the Triple Crown races and the Breeders' Cup. And it's a very difficult situation. But finally, you buy your horse. And then once you buy your horse, then you got to start planning to get to the races. And it's kind of interesting on how you get to the races. Shoot, everybody's always shooting for the Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont, you know, the Breeders' Cup Stakes. Like, for example, Saturday, we're going to have live on MSM Equine, the Whitney Stakes from Saratoga. Very important race. And the reason I say it's important is because it gives you a good check mark on your resume for breeding. And when you really get down to all of it, it's all about breeding. When you're at the sales, it's about, you know, how well your horse is bred. And then when it's racing, the breeding gets you the mile and a quarter at the Derby, or the mile and a half at the Belmont, you know, or the mile and a quarter at the Breeders' Cup, you know, or gets you a Whitney win. You know, there's all kinds of races that you've got to prove your horse, you know, build a good resume for them. And there's many, many ways to do it. You know, like I was saying, how do you do that? You know, first of all, once you get your horse, then you start taking them to different places. You're training, for example, we get a lot of 2-year-olds training here at Palm Beach Downs, you know, in the wintertime, getting them ready for the spring. But prior to that, there's a lot of trainers to get their horses ready, you know, in April, May, June, July, that type of thing. They try to get them ready to see what they have. And one of the things that they do is they'll put them in a maiden special weight. Now, all tracks have maiden special weights. Doesn't matter where you go, they have a maiden special weight. But what's unique about Saratoga is Saratoga is at the right time of year to start a 2-year-old. For example, we got coming up here on Saturday. That's Whitney Day at Saratoga. We've got a maiden special weight coming up, and let me tell you something. They got a bunch of maiden special weights here at Saratoga as soon as they open. But for example, Saturday, it's race one. Post times at 12:05. It's a maiden special weight. The purse is $100,000, 6.5 furlongs. Or six and a half furlongs for maiden 2-year-olds. They're carrying 119 pounds. Now that's 5 less than the Derby, but it's a good test weight for them. In this race, we've got Brad Cox, Todd Pletcher, Steve Asmussen, Chad Brown, Danny Gargan, Mark Cassidy, Todd Pletcher, Chad Brown again, and Steve Asmussen. Those are the top 4 or 5 trainers in the country. And they've taken a lot of time to get these horses ready to roll. Like I said, you just don't know what's going to happen with your horse when you get them out there. Anything could happen, but it's a good testing ground. And what I like about it is if you can win this maiden special weight or a maiden special weight at Saratoga, that gives you a lot of confidence because you know that the next year you're going to be coming back to run at Saratoga. You know, you might be ready for the Travers, getting ready for the Travers. There's a lot of good 2-year-old races that have come up, you know, this year. And then next year, you know, as 3-year-olds. And that's another thing that you're doing. You're trying to get everything, you know, done to your horses that you can, get them in the right spot, put them in a good race that's a litmus test for, you know, how good they are. Well, I'll give you a good example. I'm involved with a horse that's bred very well. He's bred to, he's a half brother to a Derby winner, half brother to a Belmont winner, and half-brother to a horse that's currently running now. And he's only 2. And so the trainer, when he got him, he told us, he said, you know, he said, I'd like to send him to Saratoga. He said, he's not close to running yet, but I'd like to get him to Saratoga to get him over the ground, to get him used to the atmosphere, the people, you know, just how things go at Saratoga. Now, it costs a lot of money to send him up there and keep him in training, knowing that he's not going to run. But the experience that he's getting is almost like winning a race, you know, for him as a young horse. Now, he'll leave Saratoga and come back down and possibly run at Keeneland or Churchill. That's where we're hoping that he'll run. And the great thing about it is like at Saratoga, he's getting a run over the track. he's getting used to the track, the surroundings, everything that goes about, you know, Churchill, Keeneland, Saratoga, you know, that type of thing. So it's not like you're going there and, you know, saying, oh, well, gee whiz, if I can't run, you know, why go? It's the experience. And hopefully that you can run at one of those three tracks. And when you do, hopefully you'll win. But at least they'll have covered the ground that's so important, like for the Derby, Keeneland, you know, at the Bluegrass, you know, that type of thing. And that's all part of this process. And the process started at the sales with the owner and the trainer. And now it's in the training aspect of it. And so you're trying to figure out the best way to get your horse to the Derby. And that's how they get there. So now that you've done that, you know, it's kind of exciting to see where we'll go, you know, from there with him, how he does, how he travels, how he trains. You know, everything's really, really good for that. So, having said all that, the next step is planning his winter future. Where do you want to take him to winter at? Do you want to go to Florida? Weather conditions are usually pretty good year-round there. Do you want to go to Hot Springs, to Oaklawn Park? A lot of good weather there, kind of moderate, you know, mild, not real cold, not real hot, that type of thing. Then you got the Arkansas Derby, and you got quite a few, you know, prep races leading up to that are all Kentucky Derby point races. So you got that at Hot Springs. You could go to New Orleans. New Orleans is a good place to go. Weather's pretty good. A lot of good competition there. You can make some money. You know, you take a look at that, or you can go to New York. New York it can be brutal in the wintertime. There's some good races up there that you could win and come out, you know, and go into the Derby and be competitive. You know, so that's another thing to be, you know, taken into consideration. But the whole long and short of it is what's best for your horse and, you know, how can you make money with him and get him there. So having said all that about Saratoga, the sales, so forth and so on, as you're going on this journey, you have to make his resume stand out and jump at a potential breeder to your horse. So that's always interesting. You know, can he run 7 furlongs? Can he run a mile, mile and 1/16, mile and a quarter, mile and a half? You know, that type of thing. You all constantly having to prove your horse's ability. Because everything you do now in getting him ready to, you know, to run, you got to take into the considerations. Now, let's take a step back here real quick. One, you spent a lot of money at the sales for the horse, whether it's Saratoga, Keeneland, you know, Fasig Tipton, you know, wherever you get your horse from. You got to recoup that money. And as you're recouping that money, you've got to build his resume. And that's the most important thing. Because when he gets through running and he goes to the breeding shed, you want the people that are potential breeders to come to him. You want them to realize that, yeah, he can run 7 furlongs. He can run a mile and 1/16. He can run a mile and a half, you know, against, you know, top-notch company. And so that's the thing that you're really thinking about when you get the horse. It's not so much, you know, the Triple Crown and the Breeders' Cup, but you can do a lot of races on his resume that will prove him, you know, a worthy stallion. You know, that he can run. And I'll give you a good example. At Saratoga, you know, they've got the Whitney Stakes. It's $1 million. It's a mile and a half, 8 for 4-year-olds and up. And let me tell you something. This race Saturday, you can watch it on MSM Equine. You can watch it live. Post time is 5:41. We got the best horses in the world. They're seasoned horses. We got Mindframe, a 4-year-old colt, set a track record at Churchill Downs. We got Skippy Longstockings, is a nice horse, 6-year-old horse, well seasoned, running a lot of graded stakes races, proved itself time and time again. Then we have Sierra Leone, ran in the Derby, big time horse. You know, he's done everything he can. The horse that's a sleeper, Steve Asmussen's Disarmed. He's been everywhere. He's done everything that you could possibly do. Then we have the good old goat. We have White Abario. He's been all over the world. He's proven himself time and time again. But he's still got what it takes to run against competition like this. This might be the most competitive race that you'll see all year long. Because a lot of these horses out of here go on to the Breeders' Cup, you know, that you're looking at. That's White Abario. You know, he's some kind of horse. Then we have Fierceness. Fierceness is a horse that ever since he hit the ground, he's been touted as the best horse in the country. He's done a lot of things. He had his ups and downs. And we're going to see what he's like here in this race at Saratoga. You might see a track record from either him or Mindflame. Those are the two horses in here that you're going to have to beat. And then everybody else is running for second place. It's going to be interesting to see that race. Now, remember, you can watch that on MSM Equine at 5:41. We'll have the racing from Naira, from Saratoga all day long, from the pre-race show until the last race. That'll be out on our website here. But what I'm trying to tell people is the fact that it's how they get there. You know, sure, it's nice to go to the Derby. It's nice to do all these things, but it's prepping them to get where they need to go. For example, the four-star Dave, which is August 2nd, the Clement Hirsch, August 2nd, the Whitney Stakes, the Sword Dancers in August the 9th, E.P. Taylor, August the 16th. Then, you know, you just go from there right up until the Breeders' Cup. And, you know, every week, every day just about, but mostly on Saturdays, every racetrack is having a signature race, a race that's going to draw people into, you know, to their venue to see what's going on, you know, there with them. But listen, let me tell you, you don't have to be a horseman to come in and, you know anything or watch the horses. Look at me. I'm not a radio broadcaster or TV broadcaster, but I try. You know, and that's what we're trying to get people out to do, is to go to the racetrack and look. There's a lot of things that are going on, especially Saturday. The cards at Saratoga is one of the best cards that you'll ever see anywhere in the country. Now, every racetrack has that. Del Mar has their track, their races. Belmont, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, even Ellis Park. Is coming along good with their program. And what we're trying to focus on now is the distribution of that information in those programs, both by radio, podcast, and television. We need to get the fans out there. If you want to see some history-making horses, tune in on Saturday for Saratoga. It's going to be a phenomenal day. You're going to see some upsets. You're going to see some for sure wins. You're going to see a lot there. And that's what it's all about here in the horse race. And remember, I'm going to recap all this here real quick. Now that I've confused you enough and got your mind wandering all over the place, that's a secret ploy on my part to get you interested and curious about who's running where and when. And maybe, you know, it'll spark enough interest in what you're doing on Saturday to take a look and see all this. Now, remember, it all starts at the sales. And the sales center is coming up here on 4th and 5th at Saratoga, which we'll have live here on MSN Equine. And then you can start looking and seeing you know, who might be next year's big two-year-old. How many is going to go for $1 million? How many will go cheap? You know, just because you could spend $1 million for a horse doesn't mean he's going to win. There's a lot of horses they spent $12,000 for that ended up making over $1 million, you know, on the track and did very well in the breeding shed. This one horse that I have, this mare has produced 4 graded stakes winners out of 4 foals. Every foal she's hit the ground has come up winning big stakes races. You know, one of them won the Belmont. And so, and this goes to show you that bloodline is good. It's not guaranteed, but it's good. The better the bloodline, the better chances you got of winning. But remember, it's not guaranteed. So now that you started at the sales, you start thinking about where do I take my horse to break its maiden. You know, when you grab that entry book and you're saying, okay, now where do I go? Well, you first think of Saratoga. And the reason you do that is, one, because the money's good. You're looking at $100,000 for, you know, a 2-year-old maiden race. And, you know, he wins that, you know, you're looking at $65,000 and $68,000 in the bank, which is good. You know, but to have, more importantly, to have Saratoga on your resume is breaking your maiden at Saratoga, because the best horses in the world are at Saratoga right now getting ready to run. And that says a lot on your resume if you break your maiden at Saratoga. Then you come back and you look at Churchill, Keeneland, you know, for your next step, and that's on your way south to either Hot Springs at Oakland Park or to Churchill or to New Orleans, you know, or even back out to California. So now you're looking at that resume and it's looking pretty doggone good. Then the pressure really gets on the trainer because he says, hey, we broke our maiden in Saratoga. You know, now this owner's going to be thinking Kentucky Derby, you know, and that's a good thought. It's a good plan to have, you know, to try to get there. But, you know, you can always go to Hot Springs for the Arkansas Derby, to the fairgrounds for the Louisiana Derby. You can do that. But it's all a series of, how should I say it, plans that you plan, you know, this is what we'd like to do: Saratoga, Keeneland, Churchill, Florida, Hot Springs, you know, then the Kentucky Derby. And then once you get to the Kentucky Derby, you have to change gears. You got to say, okay, we got potentially a stallion here. And if this horse is going to be a stallion, we got to really solidify his resume. And how do you do that? You point towards the Whitney and other races like that at the different tracks. You know, you're looking at a $1 million race, top horses in the world running in the Whitney. And if you win that, boy, oh boy, did you do a good job on that resume. And then the ultimate is the Breeders' Cup. If you can win the Breeders' Cup and you won the Whitney and the Derby and, you know, some of these other big stake races, then when you go to the breeding shed, you know, you're going to get whatever you want, you know, from him, because the horse has proved that he can do everything, you know, that's been asked of him. And that's what we're trying to say, you know, in the horse business. It's how they get there. You know, some are unconventional. Some just come out of nowhere. You know, like Madge did a couple years ago that won the Derby. You know, wasn't even going to be in the Derby, but they had a couple scratches she's got in the Derby. You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's 20 horses running. He's way back in the pack. And next thing you know, a hole opens up on the rail. He drops down to the rail, wins the Derby. Shocked everybody. It just literally shocked everybody. You know, but I'm not saying that's the way they planned to get there with him, but they did. You know, they did. And that's all I can say. He's a Derby winner. You know, now he's got to prove himself, you know, in the breeding shed. What's he going to do there? And, you know, that's a big thing that you have to learn about the horse business. But all in all, it's kind of fun to go to. If you go, and by the way, all these sales, they're free to go to. If you Google, you know, equine sales like Fasic, Tipton, Keeneland, Saratoga, you know, the Mid-Atlantic sales are good. It's a great family thing to do because, you know, like you'll see the sale coming up from Saratoga here on our website on the 4th and 5th. But you don't have to watch it on the website. You can actually go to Saratoga, go up there. They'll give you out a catalog. You may not know how to read it, but it's something that you can get and look at and take back and look at over you know, a period of time. It explains to you all about the sales. You know, it's got all the breeding in there. It's got the whole nine yards. But the great part about it is you don't have to know anything about horses. You can get your catalog for free. You can go up to the sales for free, walk right into the sales venue, and watch them and see how many of them sell for $1 million. See how many of them sell for cheap. You know, it's a great thing, and you can do that. And the same thing at the sales at Keeneland and Lexington. Same thing at you know, the Fasic Tipton sales and, you know, wherever they're having them at, Delaware, Kentucky, New York, California. You know, it's a good thing to do. But that's the starting point for all the thoroughbred racehorses. Is the sales. You go to the sales, you go to the races, then you go on a journey to the Breeders' Cup, and, you know, hopefully you got a horse that'll be good at, you know, at the breeding aspect of it. But, you know, like I said, we're here to kind of get your mind thinking about horses. You know, what do they do? You know, how do they get there? And so every week, 10:30 in the morning on Thursday, we'll come here. Next week, you know, we'll be doing some different things. Our broadcast is also carried live on our website. It's live on our website. Now, on our website next week, we'll have video, but we won't have it on BBS Radio. We're just doing audio for right now. And we got some things that we're working out here. But just remember, stay tuned to the International Equine Network at the Wire every Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. on BBS Radio and on YouTube, International Equine Network YouTube. We'll be there. Live racing Saturday, live horse sales next week, the 4th and 5th. Be sure to join us.